Your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to the happy hour. You're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. This is Deandra Carter, and I'm so glad that you decided to join us today. Again, just so for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, the happy hour is a show dedicated to highlighting individuals and groups around the country, no matter where you are, or even those out of the country, that are making positive impacts on our society, on our community, in small ways, big ways. It doesn't matter your age. We just want to hear about the goodness happening. Talk radio is so saturated with negativity, and sometimes life can be hard. But this show is only about the happiness. Now, before we jump into what we have going on today, just want to remind you that you can call in. That's 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, toll-free 300-5720. You can also text us at 422-GR96. We're streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. You can also check us on the app, Cable Bahamas, channel 969, BTC Flow 612. And as always, you can get us on social media. The happy hour is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now known as X. I don't know when we'll stop actually saying it like that, but I mean, X is X. I just wanted to go over, before we jump into today, cheers to the University of the Bahamas for having their 8th annual UB Fit this morning. As we all know, that's one of the major fundraisers for the nation's premier tertiary institution. And yes, I'm a proud alumna, UB. I'm wearing the hoodie every Saturday. I can tell you how proud I am of our national university. Also happening today, St. Agnes is having the Inner City Blues. That's happening on the Archdeacon William Thompson playing field. Happening next weekend, and it's still time to register, Reach Bahamas, that's the folks who support autism in our country. They're having their annual Fun Run Walk. Please remember to sign up for that. St. Agnes is also having a Fun Run Walk that day. The Long Islanders Association is having their annual fair and raffle at R.M. Bailey Park starting at 12. You want to connect with them so you can get that winning ticket. And I won't go beyond May 10th because there's so much happening in May. The Red Cross is having their Fun Run Walk. So it's lots of things happening, lots of things to do. And we're hoping that you get the time to support one of these causes. Speaking of causes, then that brings us to today's show. We all know about the good work that the Cancer Society of the Bahamas, what they do for people not only on New Providence, but throughout the country. Recently, I was actually at the headquarters and I met somebody from Cat Island who was so happy about the opportunity that their spouse was able to have a place to stay while they received treatment, a place that felt like home. And for those of us from the Family Islands, being in a place that doesn't sound like traffic, that's sequestered in nature, surrounded by people who actually care about you, can mean so much, can make such a great difference. And of course, they have a ball coming up because everything costs money. We have to raise these funds. And one of the ways that a lot of these societies do that is through a fun event called an annual ball. Now, I'm not going to bore you about that because we brought in the experts, so they'll tell you all about it. I'll give you their names. They have some pretty high-ranking titles. So we have with us, and then they'll tell you what they do on the committee. We have Richenda King, Sanchez Brooks, and Nicole Leary. I think one of them is the co-chair, and they're going to tell us all about why is it important to fundraise and the importance of philanthropy, especially for this cause that impacts us all. So we'll start with Nicole Leary, because they told me that she's the chief.
Oh, man. So not the chief. We're definitely doing this as a team. It's a team effort. So I am here to tell you about our 2025 Cancer Ball. And this year, it is the Royal Ball. Mm-hmm. Timeless elegance. Yes? You like that?
I love that. Listen, I had my people find a theme out like eons ago. I already have my dress.
Yes. Awesome. Glad to hear that. So we want to take you like way back into the 1800s. Where you will wear your nice Victorian corset. You will also wear your Cinderella ball. It's going to be, and then of course the gentlemen, we want them to wear the nice tailored scissored suits. Yeah, so
they're
going to
be wearing their tails.
Dressed in character.
So, right? But all of those persons who have seen how the prime minister, those when they go to meet the queen or the king, how they dress, that's called morning dress, formal morning dress or white tie. That's what y'all are aiming for?
Yes. Of pure sophistication and grandeur. So it's going to be a magical experience from you walk in. And this is at the Atlantis Grand Ballroom, May 24th, Saturday, May 24th. 6:30 p.m. is our cocktail hour, and it's a cocktail hour and a half. And so it will really and truly be a great time for you to have fun and, yes, bring hope alive for persons affected with cancer. And there are going to be many opportunities to do so.
I love that. Now, before we get into more of the details, because a ball is a lot of work. There are a lot of elements going on, and you said something that a lot of us like to hear. There are opportunities to support, and you can get free tings. Speaking as one of those people who got tings from the Cancer Society ball a couple of years ago, I must say their raffle packages are incredible. I mean, I think, what did I win? Dinner for how many persons at Grey Cliff? Then there was an excursion with Blue Lagoon. Then there was, I think, something at Valentine's Resort. All of this is one prize.
Yes.
One prize. But before we get into the details, we have two other people in the studio, and I want them to introduce themselves to our listening and those of you who are watching. Hello from Long Island. How y'all doing? Let them know who y'all are. We'll start with Milady.
So I'm Richenda King, and I'm a former co-chair of the Cancer Society Ball. Nicole is a co-chair now, and she has been doing a marvelous job. She is underestimating her impact on the ball. So year after year, it gets more and more exciting, and we raise more and more funds. And this is so important because we know what the cause is. It is an expensive cause. But talking about prizes, yes, we bundle our prizes. We have packages that are so exciting and so depicting of the theme. Oh. Theming is a big thing for us. And that. So last year, for example, we had the Essence of Africa, and people walked away feeling as if they were at an African safari. This year, with the Royal Ball, you will feel as if you are back to the past, but with the elegance of the future.
Ooh, and I love how you said that.
It's going to be high drama, right? And we expect to have an exciting time because balls are a time to actually go into that magical side of yourself and to experience things that you may not have had the chance to experience. We live in a world where it's fast-paced. So many things are going on. Let's just go back, reflect on some of the things that were of the past, the elegance, the regal feel, the you know, just feeling as if you are going to the palace. The Royal Ball, come to our palace. We will excite you, and we will have you walking away as if you've had the experience of a lifetime.
Boy, I don't know if the other guests in the studio can live up to the hype that you just delivered. But I'm sure he can, the soul male amongst the beauties. Don't be shy. Or did y'all bring somebody shy into the studio?
Not at all.
Hi, my name is Sanchez Brooks, and I'm a part of the decor and design team. Richenda did such a wonderful job basically painting the picture of what we're going to achieve on Saturday, May 24th. I wanted to give a little bit more of what we're actually going to do, but my team said absolutely not. Persons have to come to the ball in order to see exactly what's going to be happening. And if you've ever attended any of our balls or seen any of the photos, you won't be disappointed. This year, we're partnering again with Ingrid Major and her team from Beyond the Decor, who did a splendid job last year with the Essence of Africa. She literally took us back to Africa, but this year, she's bringing us to the New World, to the 1800s, in London. So imagine going back in time into the 1800s, and that's what we're going to achieve on Saturday, May 24th.
And I'm assuming that's from the moment you enter to the moment you leave.
Yes, and everywhere in between.
I love that. Before we leave decor, just tell us a little bit more about the importance of bringing the theme alive through decor, because you know a lot of people come to these things, they want to match the scenery, they want to match the theme, because they're making their own storybook a reality. I like that.
So our vision for decor is never to be exact. So you're going to get what you expect, but not what you expect all at the same time. Ooh. Decor is very important because it gives you that feeling, right? It's that that extra, that little bit of extra that sort of makes it a magical moment. If we have a blue room, for example, and we're just a plain blue room. But if you put some blue room with some gold, some glitter, you know, just some spice to add things to the moment, you know, decor really does that for an event.
I love that. Okay, great. So, and you did so well with not letting us know anything. So I'm sure your team is going to thank you for that. I'm going to go back to Miss Leary. Now, the ball has been around for several decades now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've seen the support from the entire, well, not the entire population, but from the same set of folks that usually support. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those folks that have never bought a ticket before? Why is it important to buy a ticket? I know that some folks may think that the cost is a bit much. So how about we break that down just a little bit to say what all does it go to? Primarily, this is fundraising. So we want to remind folks that the ticket is not just the face value, but it's what it's actually supporting.
Yes. Okay. So listen, in corporate Bahamas, we all have different causes that we support. Cancer has been affected by everyone, whether directly or indirectly. Cancer has stepped on each of our doors. And so this is one that we would not tell you to say put aside, because we need all of the funding coming in. And so what are some of the things that we're doing? So you mentioned earlier about the center that we have there on Collins Avenue that is used for persons from the Family Island when they're not able to, say, stay at a hotel. This is free of charge, allowing them to be able to feel comfortable enough to go through that hard time with volunteers there helping and assisting during that time. And so we provide care in that way. We also, beyond that, we're trying to, right now it has 10 rooms, and we want to expand upon that. And so there's an expansion program that is going on right now. And so that, of course, we know construction, if you're doing any construction right about now, you understand the cost. You understand the cost. So therefore, we need to raise funds for that. Then we have preventative care, right? So for the Family Island and persons, we lean right in and ensure that they are able to get their pap smear, that they're able to get free screening, and bringing persons over now to do that as well. And so there are other organizations that are assisting with this cause, because it is preventative care is key. And so an early detection is also important. And so we are trying to hone in on those type of things. Okay, so there is something for male, female in terms of free screening. And those are some of the things that we're doing. And that's where we need, nothing is free. While we are providing free, we want to do that. And then, of course, financially, we try to assist persons financially with needs. And then there are equipment that we would also loan to persons that needs to use it at this time that you may not be able to afford it. So the Cancer Society of the Bahamas focus on our Bahamian people, trying to assist in all manners, trying to bring hope. We don't want you to be thinking about the financial costs. We want to subsidize and help where we can. And we can't do it without corporate Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So we do need you. When you come to the ball, you're also doing, besides sponsoring, you're doing a community activity with your team. So my other hat is HR. And you can bring a table of 10 employees together once you want a reward to have such a magical experience to get prizes and stuff like that. So you're doing two in one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Team building and supporting a great cause. I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, m'lady, you've been quiet. So, and I know you have lots to say. So let us know a little bit more about the importance of the ball and bring back that energy. Let's talk about
yes.
What about the entertainment? Because I know, listen, I went to Yoel's ball last year. He has the information on the entertainment?
Yeah.
Oh.
But before he speaks.
There you go. See, I know you had it in you. I knew it. Okay.
I just wanted to piggyback also on what Nicole just said. And really, it's about giving back. And we talk about corporate Bahamas, but we also talk, we have a lot of persons who may not wish to attend the ball, who can actually sponsor tickets. We actually provide tickets for patients who are surviving or recovering or who have survived a cancer experience. We actually provide them with tickets to attend the ball.
Yes.
And this is so important.
With a survivor.
Yes, oh. Because we you know, they have to celebrate life as well.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity for them to celebrate with the rest of the community in support of their cause.
Mm-hmm.
And so I you know, we always encourage persons, a lot of people, you know, they don't want to attend the ball, they don't want to do that, but we encourage them to, if they don't want to attend, they can buy volunteers tickets, they can buy cancer patients tickets. They can buy survivors tickets. And this is why our ball is so special. Because we not only have persons who are supporting the cause, we have persons who are benefiting from the cause, all in one room celebrating this special occasion. And so we just think this is just so special. We always want to promote that. And it's a coming together of, you know, a lot of things. And one of the other things that the Cancer Society does as well is education. There are so many types of cancers. We sometimes only focus on breast cancer or colon cancer are some of the more common ones here in the Bahamas, but there are all sorts of cancers. There are children's cancers. We don't realize that children also suffer from cancer.
Yes.
And so we also want to be mindful of all of the different kinds of cancers, some of the things that we can do, as Nicole said, to prevent cancers, even in children, and also, you know, the whole thing about cancer being everybody's business is everybody's business. So the money that we spend on cancer today is going to help us in the future.
I love that. And we have a text message, so I'll just summarize what they're saying. And I'll just speak directly to the texter. Unfortunately, we are speaking with the volunteers that are helping to make the annual ball a reality. So these are not medical professionals. So unfortunately, we will not be able to address your query. But I just wanted to let you know that we've seen your text. Thank you so much. Alrighty, now entertainment. You have all of the information, so let us know.
Yeah, so you mentioned the theme from the start to the finish, and I mentioned that it'll also be everywhere in between. This year, we're going to be doing something special. We have this year a memorial wall, essentially, which gives persons the opportunity to display their loved ones' names on the wall, either survivors or persons who have passed away from cancer, and just basically to keep their memory alive. So that's something that we're going to be starting this year and continuing into the future. We're also going to be having a live fashion show from 6:30 p.m.
I remember this. Yeah, I was going to be having a fashion show again
this year. So we have four leading Bahamian designers who are going to have models basically modeling their designs for that period of time. So that's going to be very fun and exciting. We're also going to have a plethora of musicians. Sorry, you're going to say something?
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, because last year, I believe some of the survivors walked in that fashion show. So are they doing that this year?
Yes.
I love this so much, like showcasing not only the strength, but their beauty. Yes. And I know that they love that. But I know that we're winding down on time, so I want you to finish that up.
Okay, yeah. And so we're also going to have the Y2 dancers again this year.
Okay.
We're going to have the string violinists serenading us with their beautiful melodies.
Okay.
And we're going to have Visage Band as well, basically rocking us and taking us home.
Now, now you know, that's going to be a question, because, you know, we can be in 1800s London, but Bahamians want dance at the end of the night.
Yeah. And just one more.
Okay.
Swan Talent, they're going to be waltzing us away during the ball as well.
Okay.
So just something else fun to look forward to.
So we're going to be doing the waltz at the Cancer Society Ball. Did you hear that?
Yes.
and I must say, one of the things that is done every year now is we open up a gowns boutique at the Cancer Society, where persons can donate really good used or new gowns to the Cancer Society, and they are freshened up and they are beautified and they are there so that persons can go in and purchase them at a very low cost. So there's really no excuse in terms of what am I going to wear.
So you're saying you could support the Cancer Society, save some money on the dress.
Yes.
And give all the big money by buying the ticket.
Absolutely.
And then also buying some of them raffle tickets during the event. You know, please remember to bring money or your card, because they'll have the machines.
Yes.
So you can buy your raffle tickets during the event. Now, as we wind down in these last 2 minutes, please let people know, how can we actually buy these tickets?
All right, so you can contact the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. You can directly go on the Cancer Society website. And you can email myself, any one of us on the ball. The information is there. The package, we start with the platinum, which is $10,000, of course. Then we move down to the gold and the silver and a sponsor, or if you just want to buy a table. So you, or if you just want to buy a ticket and then be placed at a table, that is, of course, you're welcome to do so. And so the Cancer Society of the Bahamas, direct that number, or you can email us, nleary8@gmail.com. It's my direct email if you need to send me a message and say, I'm ready to go. I want to be a part of this experience. And of course, sponsor for Hope in for Cancer Survivors.
Excellent.
And also, let me just say, advertisements. We have a booklet. We are looking for ads. We have beautiful. Yeah. We have a beautiful booklet, and it's also an e-booklet as well. So,
okay. So we're saving the trees.
Yes, making money and saving the trees. And prizes. We are always looking for prizes as well. All those beautiful prizes that were at the balls that you were at before, they were donated by various gift stores and corporate communities. And so we are, you know, continuing to ask for your support.
Excellent. Excellent. So closing, you know, you're so quiet over there. Now you will start us off at the closing remarks, please. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say, add that no donation is too small. Sometimes people think that, you know, they have to make this massive donation. Every dollar counts. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind. And also, I don't think that we touched on our major raffle prize, which is a trip to London, keeping in the theme. So just wanted to let people know about that. And just come out and support. Support.
I love that, madam.
And you know, if we're doing a trip to London, it's not just going to be a trip to London. You're going to be seeing the sights of London. You're going to be eating in London. We bundle. So it's going to be grand.
I love that, Miss Lurie.
Yes, don't forget the Royal Ball, Timeless Elegance, May 24th at Atlantis Ballroom, Grand Ballroom. We want to see you there.
Excellent. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the representatives from the Cancer Society Annual Ball Committee. This was Nicole Lurie, Sanchez Brooks, and Richenda King telling us about why it's important to support the Cancer Society's major fundraiser. Please visit the website, visit the office, give them a call, buy a ticket, bring the money to the ball so you can buy a raffle ticket. You may be the winner of that grand prize to London. I mean, come on, $20 for a ticket to London. Where are you going to find that, right? But yes, please, let's continue to support them. No gift is too small. It will go to good use. Cancer is something that's impacting so many of our families around this country. So let's help the agency, the entity, the organization that's trying to make a positive impact. This is the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this break.
Great.
Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring bring your masterpiece to life.
Key to the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close.
Get ready for my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and Certainty Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pender got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
What is this going to be?
Calling all Alive Fiber basketball fans. Get ready to experience the NBA Finals live. You can enter an all-expense-paid trip to not one, but two NBA Finals games. It's simple. Just sign up for our Alive NBA League Pass or Infinite Sports X Package by May 16th. Stay connected. Enjoy blazing fast internet and score your chance to witness the NBA action up close. Don't miss out. Visit AliveFiber.com and take your shot at NBA glory. Terms and conditions apply. It's good to be alive.
Back with the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Thank you for staying with me. This is Deandra Cartwright. And if you're just joining, we just had the Cancer Society Ball Committee on talking about their major fundraiser, which is the annual ball, coming up at the end of May. So check them out to get your tickets. Now, switching gears really quickly, because we want to make sure we have all the time, because it's an important month and we're on the back end of it. But also, he's had some pretty awesome things happen since the last time we spoke.
spoke with him. So joining me today, this afternoon, is Andrew Gomez. He's going to be walking us through the importance of April being Poetry Month, the use of prose as a creative outlet, and recent avenues for artistic expression available to budding poet. But he's also going to talk to us about some successful events he's had. He just launched a new book. He's working towards an what is it? Say it again. Now you're the master of words. Anyway, a collection of stories. Yes. And he just won a competition. What all have you been up to, Andrew? I'll let you take it from here.
Listen, since the last time I've said a lot has happened. You know, that was the second show we had. Right now, we've had four thus far. So the past 2 months have been busy. But seeing that we're in April, which is National Poetry Month, this month has been filled with writing. This month has been filled with new ideas, competitions, new opportunities and avenues for poets to express themselves, and just community building overall. That's all this month has been. These past two, to be exact, community building, friendly banter and competition, and just elevating the art form.
Excellent. And talking about elevating the art form, for those who may not have heard when you were on the show last, can we just give a basic overview about why is poetry important as an artistic outlet? Ladies and gentlemen who are tuned in, Andrew's been at this for over a decade now, ever since I knew him back in college and even before then. So if anybody knows about the importance of poetry and the evolution of it as an art, Andrew does.
Thank you for that. I think that we live in a society where particularly men are expected to keep their emotions bottled up from young up until adults. Men don't have the avenue to express themselves. And poetry is an avenue for men to do just that. And not just men, but because I'm a man, I just went there. But poetry is an avenue for people in general to express their thoughts, things that they may not be comfortable saying out loud. And it doesn't necessarily have to be recited in the front of people. It can start from simply journaling. You know, so the core importance of poetry to me is the ability to express oneself and share one's thoughts. And that's why it's so important, because we're in a society that encourages us to keep treading, keep going forward, keep pushing, no excuses. And while there is a space for that, it's not that collectively is not always healthy, and we need avenues to just take a break, rewind, reflect on where we're at and how we can move forward. And poetry is definitely one of those avenues to help regarding that.
Now, it's important, it's critical that you just said that about men having an outlet, our males, our young boys, to know that this is art. This is a way that they can get out that energy, to get those thoughts out, especially in a society that we don't prioritize therapy. And so writing is a form of therapy.
Yes.
And I know that you've also evolved even more by hosting and showcasing budding poets on stage. So can you tell us a little bit more about how that experience has been to really have, ladies and gentlemen, I had the opportunity, the last time he was here, he invited me to one of those evenings. It was literally jam-packed. There was no space left in the venue.
I had to tell
the folks at the door, hey, I'm invited just to take a peek. I'm not going to stay. And it was literally no space left. And it was just refreshing to see that you had so many persons out to celebrate the spoken word.
Yeah, and trust me, it's not the crowd that people think it is. You have the Generation X, you have a few boomers, a lot of millennials, a lot of Gen Z in the building, and they're just looking for a space to share their work. They're looking for a space that is welcoming, that is safe, that and that is also inspiring. Because while poets use the platform to talk about their personal lives, they also, you know, use it to share a comedic form of poetry that they want to express as well, or something about their day or their personal life. So a lot of people think poetry is this linear thing, but you can use it to broaden many horizons, you know. Regarding the Black Bear Poetry Slam, that is the poetry event that I host monthly. every month it's something new. I may set a theme for the event, but poets come and they write to the theme and they take it and they just blast off. They do their own thing with it. And that's the beautiful thing, because while we have some seasoned poets who come out, there are a lot of budding writers, like you mentioned, even if they don't touch the mic, just being in the audience and being able to network and just commune with the other poets and pour into them, and respectively the poets do the same thing to them, is amazing, you know. So it's a space where poets not only share their work, but they're poured into, and they take that and they come out the following week and or the following month and they compete, and it's like, this can't be the same shy person who is talking. Like, no way, it can't be.
But you created a safe space for them to be able to express themselves. And then they test that water and see that, hey, I can actually do this.
So, like, the month of April is National Poetry Month. And there's this thing called I can't get the pronunciation right. But essentially, for each day in April, we issue a poetry prompt.
Oh, yes, nah. I saw that.
So
I shared the link on the page, guys, so check out the Happy Hour on Facebook.
So I'm also in a group with Sonia Farmer, who is very instrumental in the poetry space. And shouts out to her, because she opened her doors to me to be able to work on my craft, which was helpful in me putting out my second collection of poetry. But we'll stick a pin in that. So National Poetry Month, I issue my own prompts to the performing poets. And one of the emerging poets... he came out there and he performed one of those poems based on the prompt that I had given him about 2 weeks ago. And I was moved, because it was like, even though he didn't know how it would be received, he still had the courage, the bravery to go up there and do the piece. And it did well. It did well. So, like, you know, it's amazing how far community goes. And as you mentioned, the poetry competition, that same poet, he told me the day of, hey, today's the deadline. Are you going to submit or not? And I was very hesitant, because I wasn't too confident in my piece, as seasoned as I am. But he was able to pour into me in that moment. And that's what it's all about, because we created the space and he's taking advantage of it. And so are other poets. But I just say that to say, you never know how you can be pushed or inspired or moved in the space that I've helped to curate. So the Black Bear Poetry Slam, the poetry space in the Bahamas, is doing some beautiful things, y'all. Beautiful things.
I love that. Do we have the date for the next one coming up as yet?
The next show is May 28th.
Okay.
May 28th.
So we're almost exactly 1 month away from that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Almost
great.
There, y'all.
Now, you mentioned something. Do you see how modest this young man is? He just politely glided over the fact that he just published another book, you know, because it's such a small feat to write a collection of poems. Like, it's nothing.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know. It's just so much going on that I don't want to, while I may be the face of this movement, I am not the movement. The movement is the community. It is the poets collectively coming together, and it's like a garden. You have some plants, you have some flowers, and you have some other decor around the place. But at the end of the day, it's the good soil. And that's what we're all about, cultivating good soil and pouring into others. Because I only could go so far, and I won't be here forever. And I want to leave something behind for others. And I want to build on something that others can further build and expand. So that's how I feel about, you know, the community at large. Now, when we talk about me, that's a different story. I have a book. It's called Echoes of Home. It's my second collection of poetry. I released it April 1st, you know, to kick off National Poetry Month. And the book is essentially about how I am navigating manhood from, I graduated from university, the University of the Bahamas to be exact, and my experiences in life since then, how I am taking the lessons that I've learned from my parents and I individualize it from my mom and my dad regarding life, dating, how to make sound decisions, and my experience in the real world, and then what I learned from my personal experience compared to what they told me or what they taught me, and how I am taking the lessons I've learned and moving forward. So the first book came out in 2020. It's now 2025. The first book is A Safe House. This is Echoes of Home. in 5 years, who knows where I'll be? Who knows what type of lifestyle I'll have? I might have kids. Who knows, you know? So when I think about that, it's like, it not only would it be a trilogy, but it's like there's so many things to write about and so many things to talk about because we don't know what life has in store for us.
Such wisdom. It almost sounds like Haku just then, you know? Now, I know I didn't ask you this ahead of time, but I hope you are prepared. We didn't get to hear you deliver a piece the last time you were here.
I got poems.
And I just want you to do that so people could hear the passion in your voice as you deliver it. And hopefully it'll be something that you've written. Of course, you have your book in the front of you. I remember the word, ladies and gentlemen. It's called anthology. Anthology, collections of writing.
So the name of the book is Echoes of Home. And that was inspired by this poem called Echoes of Home. And it goes as such. I have never seen my father cry. The only time I have seen him sad is at family funerals. And I wonder, how does he process his emotions? His grief, self-doubt, and depression. Heavy like the world's expectations of how to be a man. How he shoulders this weight in response to society's demands should be a case study sponsored by Yale. But instead, I am flooded by podcasts on how to be stoic, to be fresh and fit on suppressing my thoughts and emotions, and act more like Andrew Tate and less Andrew Gomez. It's a crash course on how to survive. In a world that values my silence over vulnerability, my production over excuses, and anything in the middle is synonymous with faulty or weakness. Is my humanity seen as a weakness? If it is, then I wish he had told me. If it is, then it all makes sense, him sitting in silence, in darkness, in the car outside for hours before entering home. Poem.
My goodness, all the way we have to do it before they join the club. So y'all can hear me clipping.
Yes.
If you're in your car, clip. If you're home, clip. You know? But yeah, that poem is, I think it speaks to the essence of where I'm at in life. Like, from young, I haven't seen much men, particularly my dad, express those emotions. They keep them within and they keep treading along in life. But somewhere, they're expressing these emotions and they are quiet spaces. But the reality is some really aren't, you know? So I wanted to take this opportunity to speak to that because I want people to know, regardless of me using poetry as the avenue to say this, you can express yourself no matter how people perceive that. It's okay to do that, you know? So I just wanted to share that.
No, we appreciate you sharing that for reading that and for giving us the background story, which I think is powerful within itself. Mm-hmm. One of the first things came to my mind is I have to buy this for my nephew. I want him to read this before he even graduates high school.
We got all kind of copies. Listen, you prepared. You know,
but if persons want to purchase a copy of the book, like how do they do that?
So you could reach out to me on all forms of social media at Andrew Gomez, whether it's Instagram, Facebook. I'd give him a number, but this air, I don't want people calling me for other reasons, you know. you could just reach out to me. I'm easily accessible, and we could coordinate a time to, you know, get you your copy or copies, which are going pretty fast, by the way, if I must say so myself.
Oh, well, all thanks be to God.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we have about 8 more minutes left.
Let's make the most of it.
Right. And I know that there's lots for us to talk about.
Right.
And you've talked about some of the prompts during National Poetry Month. But I must ask, do you feel as though in this country, we prioritize poetry and really how it can affect our people no matter their age?
I don't think we're prioritizing poetry as much as we should be. And I don't think that it would be due service to the art form if the poets don't bring it to the light, to the forefront. So I try not to focus so much on the powers that be that can bring it to the forefront. And I look at myself as a power to be, and I do the best I can with the following that I have. And while poetry may not be at the point that I want it to be, at this current moment, I am doing the groundwork so that others will see me and they can join me. Or when I leave this earth, they can look at the foundation that I've assisted in creating and they can build a house from there. So that's how I look at it.
That's powerful. That's very wise. Almost sounds like a politician's response right there. I like that.
Oh, my goodness. Hey.
Now, I again, it's a lot to talk about. Poetry is powerful. You have a lot of other of things happening. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that there's something we haven't mentioned.
Yeah, the poetry competition. So the Bahamas Poetry Competition is a competition put on by Jermaine Rule. That has been going on from about 2018. He had stopped during the pandemic, and then he started back up. And I saw the flyer, and I was like, boy, I don't know. This is different. The first time I submitted, I didn't make it as a finalist. And I had to take that loss on the chin. But I built up the courage. Like I mentioned earlier, that poet who kind of gave me that extra push, because I wasn't going to do it. But I submitted, and I got the email saying, hey, Andrew, congratulations. You came first place in writing. And I was like, wow, what if I didn't, you know, what if I didn't overcome that fear, that feeling. But I think that speaks to growth. And then it also speaks to not letting your fear stop you. I had a conversation with my fiance this morning. Just talking about how we say things that kind of like dampen our spirit before we actually even do the thing. So now, at least from a couple hours ago, I am now trying to be more aware of how I speak, because that impacts how I think and the things I do. And I don't want to put myself in a position where I lose the battle before I even pick up the axe. So, yeah.
Man, you're just dropping bars today. Hey. No, that's powerful. And I think you also, you're illustrating a point that I think a lot of us in adulthood forget, mm-hmm. that it's okay to have fear. We're human, mm-hmm. but it's important to overcome those fears. And sometimes it's not just what we have within us, but those that we have around us, mm-hmm. and why it's important to have community,
yep.
whether that's blood or otherwise. And mm-hmm. you are literally walking the talk, speaking it about building that community and seeing how it's how you poured into them and how they're pouring into you.
Yeah. And when these poets, whether they win or not, if they have side businesses, I talk about them at the show. I say, hey, you know, if y'all want this or that, this is the person who can help you do that, you know. And there are a lot of people from various walks who come in the space. They may not be poets themselves. You know, I was a rapper at one point in time. The listeners may not know that, but several rappers were in the building the previous night, and I was shocked because I'm like, hey, y'all don't come out to this. It was, you know, like, but, you know, they were for the vibes. They wanted to experience what they've been seeing on social media, and I'm just grateful to be in a position to shed some light from my perspective on what's going on in the community. And, you know, the flowers are budding, the plants are budding, things are happening, and I'm just grateful, and I'm doing my best to, you know, carry the baton while I have it.
Well, I think you've been doing a marvelous job.
Thank you.
We're, of course, wishing you the best with the next event. Please remind us again where, when, and then also how do we have to buy tickets ahead of time, or is it at the door, or how mm-hmm. does it work?
Everything's at the door. $25 to get in. The venue is Tuga Comedy Club. The date is May 28th, 2025. The doors open at 8 p.m. and the show starts at 8:30.
I feel like I need to put in ahead of time that I can eat a table.
Yeah, those things can be arranged. That's small things.
And for arranging certain things, tell our listeners again, how do they get in contact with you? Not your number, because we have some very interesting folks.
Very understanding. I can be reached on all platforms at Andrew Gomez. I think I can share my email. AndrewGomez.bookings@gmail.com. That's AndrewGomez.bookings@gmail.com. You could reach me on all social media platforms at Andrew Gomez. I am easy to find. You can follow me everywhere but home. And Echoes of Home is what it's all about. You know, you could add it, you could get the echoes, but you can't get home. Yeah.
You sure you're not a politician? You're a comedian. Maybe you picked up a few other talents while having the poetry.
Shout out to Shad for and the comedians doing their thing, because while it's a different art form, there are a lot of, you know how in school they have transitionary skills?
Yes.
There are many transitionary skills in the different art forms. So I learned from them. They may pick up something from us, but you know, that's how the craft continues to be developed and further pushed.
Excellent, excellent. And as we wind down in the last couple seconds, what are your final words?
Never be afraid to express yourself and share your thoughts. Walk in that fear. Find a community that empowers you and pushes you to be great or be better. And if you don't have it, do the groundwork to build it. If you don't know how to do it, walk in faith with that curiosity. Use free resources like YouTube, Google, and the like. And there's nothing impossible for you to do once you put your mind to it and once you stay focused and faithful.
I like that. I want to add pastor to your resume. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Andrew Gomez talking to us about the power of poetry. If you have noticed, I'd like to have Andrew come on here to talk about poetry as an outlet, as a creative outlet for our people, no matter your age. So we're going to have him back on in the All near right. future so he can tell us more about what's been happening with poets. And he's promised me the next time he's going to bring me some of the budding poets as well.
I will definitely.
So that
we
can
definitely.
Have them showcased. Because again, guys, the world is heavy. We're going through a lot. So let's try to find those lighter ways to just free some of that negative energy and the positive ways. And as you know, the happy hour, we're all about highlighting the positivity. With that being said, this is Deandra Cartwright. You've been tuned into the happy hour right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Don't leave us, because Tella Destania is coming up next.
All right. That was a good one.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
AP News for Friday, April 25th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump pressuring Ukraine to make territorial concessions in a peace deal. His latest statement, Crimea will stay with Russia. Saga Magani has details.
It's a non-starter for Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky.
Наша територія. Територія народу України.
Who says Kyiv will not recognize Moscow's illegal annexation of Crimea 11 years ago. But the president tells Time magazine Zelensky and everyone else understands Crimea has been with Russia for a long time. He's been accusing Zelensky of dragging out the peace effort, which may be reaching a pivotal moment.
I have my own deadline, and we want it to be fast.
But this morning...
No deadline. I just want to do it as fast as possible.
The president suggests he may meet with Zelensky while they're both in Rome for Pope Francis's funeral. He spoke even as envoy Steve Witkoff was meeting with Vladimir Putin in Moscow for the second time this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Karen Chamas reports there are other high-stakes talks set for this weekend.
Negotiations between Iran and the United States over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program are set to return to the secluded Sultanate of Oman. Experts on both sides will meet to start hammering the technical details of any possible deal. The talks seek to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of some of the crushing economic sanctions the U.S. has imposed. President Trump has repeatedly threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's program if a deal isn't reached. Iranian officials increasingly warn they could pursue a nuclear weapon, with their stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. I'm Karen Chamas.
The FBI arrested a Milwaukee judge Friday, accusing her of helping a man evade immigration authorities. And the Justice Department plans to use subpoenas, court orders, and search warrants to obtain reporters' records in a crackdown on leaks. This is AP News. Dignitaries have flocked to Rome for Pope Francis's funeral at Donahue.